of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The readings from the Gospel that we hear highlight Matthew, Mark, and Luke in successive years. On Advent Sunday, we began a series of readings from Luke. And one of the main features of the Gospel that bears his name is a concern for the outsider, like the lepers or the shepherds who will soon be putting in an appearance. Tax gatherers, widows, and the victims of crime, all definitely outside the establishment. And John the Baptist, for all that his father was on the staff of the temple, was an outsider too. His clothes, his fiery language, even where he chose to preach, on the bank of the Jordan, some distance away from the religious centre in Jerusalem. All these marked him as an outsider. An outsider with a message for outsiders. His words are full of practical advice for people who realise that they are in need of it. People who might otherwise have thought they were trapped in their situation. So, for instance, he tells the tax gatherers to act honestly, collect no more than the amount prescribed for you, and soldiers, basically, to do their job without committing war crimes. Who would be the outsiders today? People living in what the Vatican recently called irregular unions, perhaps. People whose jobs or whose nationality cause them to be despised or treated with hostility. People who sow discord in a community and upset their neighbours. What would he have said to them? Behave in such a way that your words and actions do not cause distress or hurt to others. Do not increase any hostility or fear that is already there. Let your words and actions show respect to others. Do what you can to diffuse situations and resolve them. People's circumstances may have put them beyond the bounds of conventional society. But, says John the Baptist, this does not mean that they are beyond hope or beyond redemption. That is why people came to hear him and why what he said was good news. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.